Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tops Live Radio Broadcast, coming to you live all the way from Millbrook, Alabama. I'm the one and only Dennis C. Latham, and I'm here by request. Dr. Pastor Kenny Glasgow asked me to come here and run this broadcast, but today I'm going to turn the tables because I'm getting ready to call him up, and we're going to discuss something real quick, and this is going to be a short broadcast. Deal with it. Anyways. We're going to see if I can catch Dr. Glasgow. And it's going to be a short broadcast.
Hello.
Glasgow, you're live on Tops Radio, Dr. Glasgow.
How you doing, sir?
Okay. All right. I need to put you on the spot when I ask you a question.
Okay, come on with it. This Tops Radio, come on with it. I'm ready.
Do you know the reason why man would falsely claim their gods to be Christian for world order?
Do I know the reason why man would falsely claim that their God, what now?
That their idols, their heroes and idols like George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and people of that nature, do you know why man would falsely claim them to be Christian when we know they're not, but do you know the reason why?
Well, let me say this to you, Dennis. One of the things that we have to realize is that when people claim that they're Christians, they claim that their Christianity in the belief as they know it. You know what I mean, Nima? So people would think that they're Christians or claim to be Christians, you know, who are young in the faith, who are spiritually immature, who have a little understanding about what Christianity is and all that. So, you know, righteously, we have to realize that a lot of people claim to be a lot of things. You understand? a lot of people claim to be a lot of things. You have women that claim to be wives of pastors who are already married, you know, in the church. You got pastors who claim to be evangelists, apostles, and all that, and prophets, and haven't got that call. So there's a lot of people that claim things that's not actually what they are. Now, by their own definition, maybe they thought they were Christian, or maybe they thought that they were acting as Christian, but holistically, by the definition and by the actions of Christianity, they didn't line up. But now here's the question. Do any of us actually line up? No, we don't, because somebody could say the same thing about us. I just got accused of being a Satan worshiping witchcraft because a lady was prophesying to me and to a man that don't know Christianity, he said it was witchcraft. Now, we all in the black church know that prophecy and whoever goes to the, especially the Pentecostal churches, we talk in tongues, we'll fall, we'll cry, we'll fall out, we might have a Holy Ghost dance or anything, but to people that's not in Christianity, they think that that's witchcraft. They called and said I was doing witchcraft. You know about it. And so really and truly, somebody said, was that racist or what? I said, I don't know, but I know it's against our religion. Had it been a black person, then we clearly could say something was wrong with them. But by being a white person who don't follow Christianity, then we probably could say he's just saying that out of his ignorance. So what we'll say is maybe these people were calling themselves Christians because the Christianity that they knew at that time, they were Christians. To them, but not according to the word, okay?
Right, okay. So what my point is, and I stated the today's broadcast, is the purpose of man, the reason man will falsely claim their gods, which are their heroes and idols, and because this country is based on a lot of war too, you know, to be Christian, it is for world order. And it's so they can have order over the world. And that's why they have so many people confused, because you got a bunch of us with our skin color that say, slavery was forced on us. I mean, Christianity was forced on us by slavery. If it wasn't for slavery, we wouldn't be Christians today. That's a lie. They forget to realize that Jesus himself was more close to our color. And they act as if people our skin color didn't show up on Earth until 1492.
Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of lies. There's a whole bunch of lies going on. Me and a white guy that I love conversing with, if you know this, on Facebook, Paul Blunt, was talking about Willie Lynch and how it was a theory and a lie. But yet and still, that theory has impacted the lives of black folks ever since it came out. You understand? There's a big lie about slavery and that, you know, black people were the slaves and all, but actually we were the kings and queens at one time and we had white folks as slaves. There's a big lie about slavery, you know, that exists right here in Alabama where there were black and white slaves. And there was an insurrection right here in the Wiregrass. You know, the elite, the people who owned the cotton gins against the white and black people who worked in them and were their slaves. And then they came up with debtors' prison and indentured servants and all that. You know, so people rewrite history the way they want to rewrite it in order to accommodate themselves. What we have to do as Christians is we have to really look at what the Bible says. See, when we go by man's history, it clearly deters us and throws us off from what the Bible says. Then we start making mistakes. We put our own interpretation, put our own input instead of reading what God said. And that's what causes all these fallacies. We're already in error, you know what I mean? You know, and then it causes us to commit more fallacies, trying to interpret things by our own means, by our own mind. And then that's why you got this. Now, let me show you something. Let me show you something. You ready for this? Here's the answer to your question. The answer to your question about men, making them gods and all that. How come we got over 500 different denominations of Islam and over 700 denominations of Christianity? Come on now. So you got a whole bunch of different groups out there claiming to be Christians that don't agree with each other. That's why we got so many denominations.
Well, I got, while I close out, I got one question to ask you. I want you to ask me with a yes or no. After Christ, and we know Christ is the only way to heaven, would Christ or God order Holy Ghost order anybody to kill anybody?
Ooh, that's a heck of a question there, bud.
Hold up. Let me change it there.
That's a heck of
hold
a question.
Let me change the question first.
All right.
Would God, Christ, or the Holy Ghost order anybody to force or make somebody believe in them, and if they don't believe in them, cut their head off?
Now, I don't think God, according to the word, it says there's no compulsion in religion. Jesus would not order anybody to believe in them. Jesus, you know, God gives us the free will, and that free will is for us to choose. That's one of the things that separates us from the angels. The angels have to do what God say. God gave us a choice, you know, and God uses that choice to see whether we still love him or not, and that's the way we do it, okay? So my answer would be no. God would not compulse somebody to just believe. No, that's not God. No, sir.
Yeah. So killing somebody because they won't believe in God is not of God. Bottom line, right?
Bottom line.
Yeah. Bottom line is God, Christ, nor the Holy Ghost would tell anybody to kill somebody for not believing in them, right?
I don't believe so, no sir. Right.
Okay, then. We're good to go. All right. I appreciate that.
All right, then. God bless you, my brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
We're going to have a little church. That's okay. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Put those hands down. Put those hands down. Come on. Come on. Put them together. Y'all know how to have church. Come on. Wait a minute. I want to talk about Prince J.D. Oles if I can tonight. Can I do that? Now, all you old school choir members know how it was when we used to go on tour down in South Florida. And we used to go to the Triumph Church. How many of y'all remember the Triumph Church? And every now and then they start a song off. But the problem was, the only person who knew the song was Mr. Oles and about two or three of their members out in the audience one night. And they used to get mad at us when we didn't sing them. That's because we didn't know the words. But every now and then, they'll strike up one of them songs that we know. Now, this particular song, I know we sang it at my church. You sang it at your church. Your auntie have sang it at their church. Your mom and your dad, everybody sang that song, all right? We're going to do a little bit of it just to let you know how it goes. Listen. Come on, Daryl. carpenter I've been wanting to do for a long time. Now, when I was back here at FAMU, they used to pick at me because I had no rhythm. Isn't that right, Ursula? You know y'all used to laugh at me, didn't you? All right. But I'm going to dance for y'all tonight. Can I dance? Y'all don't want to see me dance. Y'all want to see me dance? Y'all don't want to see me dance, Rick. I'm going to dance anyway, all right? I'm going to do one of them old man shouts, all right? Here we go. Watch this. One, two, three. Don't y'all laugh at me.